Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
With me is Francis Fitzgerald, advisor to the G7 Gender Equality Council and former Taoiseach and Minister for Justice. To have a look at some of the stories that may not have yet come to your attention. First off, and this, Francis, relates to your previous role in justice. Taoiseach is saying that they are going to spend, government is going to spend €1 million on what's being described as a NATO-proof room to protect communications with world leaders.
Absolutely. Basic security infrastructure,
$1 million,
I would say, Anton. Well, obviously, we haven't got this room. There is one in the country, according to the Taoiseach. He might regret calling it NATO-proof, but on the other hand, this is about secure communication with, you know, our coalition of the willing, our EU, the other member states. It's about, we know misinformation, we know that hacking is huge at present, and you need secure communications. We don't have it in government buildings, and this is finally going to happen now. So I see it as basic infrastructure. I think people will get a bit uneasy at the idea of NATO-proof, but actually what he's referring to there is the standard that needs to be set in terms of secure communications.
But it also raises a very interesting issue about what level of threat the analysis must suggest is there. Because if the government is willing to publicly announce spending £1 million of taxpayers' money on something that might not be publicly popular, they're not going to do it on a whim.
Listen, we've never been realistic about the level of threat in this country. We're only getting into that space now in terms of maritime security, in terms of, you know, all of the information that I would say countries like Russia and China are trying to hack. And this is well known. We proved it in Europe when we did the report on misinformation. But what we also found is hardly any governments across Europe really had the necessary level of expertise to deal with this. And they all
That's
needed
across
to.
European member
that
states
is
as
right
well as
across.
Us.
All need to invest more because the threat has been underestimated. Perhaps not so much by our Eastern European colleagues. They know the threat that Russia has always posed, for example.
Well, one of the challenges in responding to that threat, and we were talking to your former colleague, Helen McEntee, about it during the week, is the capacity to staff up our defence forces and naval service, etc. And there's an interesting story related to that, which is the defence forces pushing back on women-only officer appointments. This was a suggestion that there would be certain grades, ranks or tasks within the defence forces that only women could be appointed to. Your former chair of the Women's Council, is that good affirmative action or is that reverse bigotry?
You know, we've done it in other areas, haven't we? We've done it in politics at conventions. We've done it with, I think it was 36 academic posts Mary Mitchell O'Connor brought in to begin to break that logjam. 8% representation is really very low. So whatever the solution...
That's the current in the Defence Force.
That is the current representation of women. I actually thought it had gone higher. But the good point about the meeting yesterday is that you can begin to see more openness, more transparency from the Defence Forces with this oversight body that has very formidable women on it, I have to say, like Patricia King and Josephine Feely, and certainly General Rasa Mulcahy, the Defence Forces Chief of Staff, appeared before it and certainly made it very clear no tolerance at all for sexual harassment in the Defence Forces.
Indeed, but to the gender-only women positions...
I think it needs to be examined, actually, because otherwise it's like 140 years or something before you get anything near equality.
Do you not get the problem? I mean, let me devil's advocate. The suggestion is always that if you do that, what you create is resentment, that among the rank and file they will say there is somebody who is appointed to that role exclusively because of their gender and therefore they are regarded as being lesser in their performance.
I don't take too much notice of that argument, Anton, because, you know, there's been a quota operating on the side of men in society generally forever. You know, it's not really a problem if we start really trying to deal with the imbalance that's out there. So I would say, you know, a range of measures need to be looked at. It clearly has to be taken more seriously than it has been up to now, I would say.
If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106. Let us return to the issue of security and intelligence and hacking. because if we thought the Taoiseach's information was under threat, little did we know the danger to our Hoovers.
Oh, listen, if you ever thought of getting a robotic vacuum cleaner, think again. If you could be giving access to thousands of people. Now, this is complicated. This guy, Sami Azufal, has found that he was able to link his vacuum cleaner into his IT system, shall we say, into
computers.
Yeah,
this is a sort of Internet of Things control of the Hoover. One of these robotic Hoovers.
So now he can say, he can actually see the map of your home.
So he's figured out a way to hack other people's Hoovers through the Internet.
Exactly. So if you thought your little Hoover robotic running around your living room where you had nothing to do with anything to do with the Internet of Things, I'm sorry. He has now found a gap, which they're madly trying to cover and deal with now, so that in fact, there isn't this kind of access. But,
and what he's able to do, like, the numbers in this are extraordinary. He gained control of 7,000 robotic Hoovers and was able to use them as mapping devices of people's houses.
You begin to wonder, is it the 1st of April? Live camera feeds, microphone audio, maps from nearly 7,000 devices across 24 countries. So they're now saying Tinker Tailor Cleaner Spy. It's a fantastic
on
story.
That line. Frans Fitzgerald, thank you very much. That is Frans Fitzgerald, advisor to G7 Equality Council and former Taoiseach and Minister for Justice.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.